Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome again to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan, and if you are looking for good, sound investment management advice, perhaps a little income creation, asset protection strategies, under the guidance of someone who has exceptional experience, hey, this is the half hour for you. Welcome, everyone. Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor at Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. You better come through after an intro like that, my friend.
Absolutely.
Let's get right into it here. New year, new limits for tax-free savings accounts. What do we need to know?
Limits increased from $6,500 to $7,000 for this year. That's very positive for people putting money away for, you know, long-term and medium-term. Lifetime limit expanded to $95,000 now. You know, and that carries forward. So, I mean, you know, not everybody can get up to that limit right away. But those who were 18 or older in 2009, I mean, you know, have that level of income or level of limit to contribute, and it keeps growing. I mean, for now, anyway. I mean, I always put in a caveat on that, saying that the government at one point will probably put a cap on this. We just don't know when.
Okay. You don't think the government will do that, do you?
They're not gonna, nobody will say they'll do it. I think that's the funny thing. But no, absolutely. I think at some point, yeah, you look at young people today, and I mean, some are doing a terrific job of getting started with this. And I mean, you know, we project forward at very modest rates of return, and they could end up with, you know, $500,000, $750,000 in a tax-free savings account by the time they're retired. And I don't think the government's going to let us have that.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it makes sense. That's for sure. I'm curious, with tax-free savings account, it seems like they've become way more popular than RSP contributions. Am I wrong?
Right and wrong. I mean, I think it's a terrific alternative to RSPs, especially for individuals with lower income levels and or, you know, high pension contributions, where they should be saving, you know, in something that is more tax efficient, more tax free in this case, you know, versus an RSP that's fully taxable when it comes out. But I think, you know, it still comes down to planning. You know, everybody needs to look at their situation and not just say, well, you better do TFSAs and not RSPs. I mean, you know, we hear a lot of that. I mean, everybody doing their planning around the coffee table. And it's not necessarily the best thing to do for each individual. So, no, I mean really, TFSAs are hugely popular. I mean, very good for young people, especially good for individuals first starting out. And, I mean, if your income level is lower and RSPs don't make as much sense, the TFSA is a terrific, terrific investment.
Great opportunity. RSP contribution deadline is coming up when?
February 29th, 2024, and it's always 60 days after year end. I know everybody assumes the end of February. It's usually March 1st, but we're in a leap year this year. So every 4 years, it's February 29th is the deadline, and the limit for 2023 is $30,780 less pension contributions, or possibly more than that for carry forward. And I think, you know, people say, well, should I always, you know, catch up my limit? And again, it comes down to planning. You don't necessarily want to catch up your limit. Maybe you should be putting more money into TFSAs if it makes more sense in your situation.
It does make sense to at least speak to a highly trained professional like yourself, because there is a lot of question marks for a lot of younger people who are looking to wade into the investment waters of their future. And it's important, isn't it, to consider some sound advice.
Well, and it's for every age, because, I mean, you see some people who've gotten into a habit of RSPs, and sometimes they need to actually look at their situation again and see if we should be changing that habit and looking to TFSAs to build more tax-free pool of money for retirement, I mean, and or other purposes. But, I mean, you know, retirement's a great one to have a pool of tax-free monies growing and building for you. You know, just the flexibility alone can you know, make it so much easier for people in when their situation changes.
Scott Bjornson's my guest on Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan. Scott's with Senior. He is the Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. How about some other tips here? When it comes to someone's tax situation, starting to prepare, what should we be on the lookout for and be considering?
Yeah, I guess the best thing is because we're rolling into tax season quickly, everybody's looking to get their tax slips in and get their taxes done, to, you know, hoping for a refund. But some people may get a shock and find they're not getting a refund, and I think that's a good time to sit down and look and say, are we not withholding enough taxes from our income sources? What's the reason for this? And I mean, you know, again, CPAs and accountants are terrific. I mean, they know their stuff inside and out, and their job is to prepare based on last year. But often, I mean, you're not paying them by the hour to prepare forward or look forward for you, and that's where the job of a financial planner looks at your situation and says, okay, here's what you've been doing. How can we change this to improve it as we go forward? And that's important. Also, I mean, you know, somebody may not have enough taxes coming off. They're retired off CPP or OAS, or maybe they have too much taxes. I mean, sometimes people like a big refund, but if you're giving all your money to the government and getting a huge refund at year end, I mean, really the government's using it and you're getting no use of it, and they get it for free.
Yeah, I remember at a young age, a financial advisor telling me, ask to have a little more tax taken off your paycheck. That seemed to be good advice.
Well, I think it is if it's appropriate to the situation because, I mean, sometimes, you know, nobody wants a shock, especially with the higher cost of living right now and you know, bills. Nothing's getting cheaper. And then you get a shock, you might owe an extra $1,000 or $2,000 of tax time or maybe significantly more. And that can be a terrible shock to somebody because, of course, you know, interest rates on money's owed to CRA now are about 10%. So it's not a cheap form of financing.
No.
You know, you want to pay them first.
Scott Bjornson, my guest, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Scott, in our golden years, I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but there are some golden years listening right now to you. Are there any missteps there that you'd like to bring to their attention that to be cautious about?
I always explain that really get advice before you draw your CPP early at age 60. Make sure it makes sense in your situation. I think a lot of people sit around and say, well, you know, it doesn't make sense to wait. You know, take it early. And they're still working full-time, and they're paying taxes, paying into CPP. You know, contributions are getting higher right now. I mean, you know, the offset, I mean, a lot of times it doesn't make sense to pull your CPP unless you're fully retired at age 60. But, again, it comes down to your personal situation. The other side is that those that are receiving RIF payments should be, you know, making sure the appropriate withholding taxes are being held off of them. So, again, they don't get surprises. Some people are used to paying quarterly installments, and that's perfectly fine. And then others, you know, may be deferring their RSPs to age 72, which is the first year you have to take an income from them. But they may be in a taxable or tax situation where they could actually take some of that income earlier and potentially even use it to fund up or top up their TFSAs or you know, for other things. I mean, because, you know, again, like it comes down to that planning, is that what's your income level? Does it make sense to pull more money earlier? In many cases, I've run into cases where people are like, well, you know, we're waiting, you know, we're... But if you're struggling a bit, and you need that income and you're in a lower income level, maybe you should be drawing them earlier or drawing on them earlier. And what's the appropriate amount to take out? And that's, again, something that a financial planner can help people with.
Really seems that we should be, you check in with your dentist and your doctor. It sounds like you should be checking in with your financial advisor. How often?
Minimum once a year, twice a year, ideally, if you have a chance. I mean, at least reviewing investment-wise. But any time there's a material change in your situation, and material would be a job change, because then your pension benefits may change. Anytime you're looking at your retirement, you know, and your retirement plan should be updated regularly every 2 or 3 years, you know, update to make sure you're on track. You know, make sure the last 12 months before you retire, you know what income level after tax you're looking at receiving, so there's no surprises. You know, any adjustments that need to be made, the sooner we start looking at this, the better.
Well, we're going to stop talking for a moment, Scott, because we got to have a break here for a moment. But we're going to look at, the state of the interest rates and expectations here in the new year with you in just a moment. You're listening to Talk to the Experts with Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth.